Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm going to try and talk very quickly today because we're trying to do a quicker podcast. So I'll see if that works. That might cut down on the amount of time that it goes on for. But yeah, it's really good to chat with you today, as we have done for the last, what is it now?
8 months.
Over 8 months. It's 8 months to the day since, I think, our first NBC Connect podcast. So
wow.
That is quite something, isn't it? Quite a good run. And
if anybody's listening, I mean, do we actually know that anybody listens to this?
Well, we know that at some point in June time this year, we had over 500 listens.
Wow.
You get data as soon as you hit 500 plus. So we know we had at least 500 listens.
What, per week?
Per week.
Wow.
Per week. But we're now under that, so I don't know by how many. But anyway, we won't dwell on it. But we've stopped getting those weekly emails saying how many people are listening. But that's fine. We don't mind at all. Even if there was just one person listening, even if there was no one listening, I think I'd still do this because it's so much fun. So there we go. On the topic of numbers of listens and views and so on, I'm delighted to share with you that we have now hit 10,000 views on online sermons and services, which is, when you think about it as a number, it's a very big number.
It is. Yeah. I just made a big wow face, but then I suddenly realised this was podcast, not video. So I'm sorry for those of you who can't see my wow face. That's amazing, Tom.
Just imagine Tim's face and then imagine him pulling this face. Oh, they can't see it, can they?
Can't see it again.
Oh, no, disaster. Anyway, it has been quite a fantastic few months of putting things together. It maybe hasn't been quite a fantastic few months in terms of what's been going on in the world. But I know I have felt so connected to so many people during this time. And it would have been very difficult, I think, if we hadn't had the ability to continue to meet together online. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, it was wonderful to be able to meet with the young people in person, to actually see somebody else who isn't my wife or the dog in person. So, yeah, it's been really quite a fantastic few months of being able to gather together online and still feel very much a part of our church family.
It's been quite amazing, hasn't it, really, to think how many churches are now putting things out online every single week, you know, around the world. And that gives great opportunities, doesn't it, for sharing the good news. You know, people maybe stumbling across a church service here, you know, wherever they want to access it, you know, and how, you know, this new method of sort of evangelism, if you like. I know many churches were using it already, but like for us, we sort of were forced into it. And you know, it's been such a blessing to know that there's so much opportunity out there. And, you know, the good news of Jesus never changes, of course. The message never changes. But what we're learning is the means of how we share the good news has actually developed and changed for us particularly, and for many others as well. So, yeah, just been a remarkable sort of learning time for us. And one I don't think we'll be going back from, will we? That the vaccine is all pumped into us, you know, we'll be meeting in person, of course. Of course we will, because the church gathered is still important to us, but we'll also be able to live stream that as well. And the church will be a bigger family because there'll be people watching us in many, many different ways as well, which is an amazing opportunity for us. So, yeah, that's something to really thank God for, isn't it? You know, that we've been pushed into this. So it's good.
And we are delighted to hear regularly people who are joining us online for the first time. They would have never come to us in person, I imagine. And certainly some people, they're not able to come to us in person, whether that's geographical limitations or the fact that I know for one person that they're housebound. And so there isn't really that ability for them to connect with us in person easily. But being able to join us each weekend online and with the various activities through the week has been a real blessing for them. And so we love hearing these stories. And we kind of want to stress to people, and we do this through Sunday services as well, that there are people joining us every week who we haven't met before. And it is so great to be able to say hi to them and welcome them along to Newcastle Baptist Church. And I suppose today, if for someone listening today who has never joined us before, then a massive warm welcome to you. I would say a really big hug or something like that, but I think we're not allowed to do that at the moment, are we? So just a very big welcome, maybe an air high five to you as well. It is just so great.
And a good time. Christmas is coming, isn't it? And we were just chatting really about how it sort of has crept up on us again, even though we thought we were getting quite well ahead of ourselves in terms of preparation for Christmas. But this Sunday coming, the 29th of November, is Advent Sunday, first Sunday of Advent, which is quite a remarkable thing, really, isn't it?
It's incredible. And you're absolutely right that the time, I kind of feel like Christmas, and I'm sure this will be the case for so many people. Yes, we kind of had Halloween and there were fireworks going off all the time. And I don't think I've ever heard fireworks going off as late into the night as I've heard them recently. And I'm sure lots of other people are in the same boat. But, you know, we had fireworks and then there was Remembrance Sunday, which was a slightly strange time for us. But I still think it was an incredibly powerful moment for us as a nation to step back and remember. And then, you know, we went into Christmas mode, didn't we? The next Sunday after that, we began our Advent series. And I think I kind of thought, oh, Christmas is a couple of weeks away, but, you know, it's great. We're getting started. And then, yeah, now we're a couple of days away from the start of Advent. Have you got your Advent calendar sorted yet, Tim?
No, not yet. I did look at one the other day, but decided not to.
You've only got a couple of days to go.
I've done it down to the shops and buy one. But thanks for the reminder. Because Advent's important, isn't it? It's that this time of preparation, and perhaps more than ever this year, it's something for us all to really involve ourselves in this time of preparation and get involved in the story. And we're going to try and help you do that with an Advent bag, and they're going to be ready and available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week for you to come and collect one. And we hope that you'll pick one up and that you'll be able to join in with the Advent season as well. With a few little things that are inside that bag. But I'm not going to give away exactly what's inside there because that would spoil the excitement.
Well, they are designed, but they're designed for everybody as well.
Of course, we need to stress
that this everybody. Isn't just for kids. This isn't
one
just
per
for
household.
Old people. This isn't just for family. It's not for any one individual group of people. This is for absolutely everyone. We have got more than enough, and we would love to make even more if they all disappear. It would be a privilege, wouldn't it, Tim, for us to put together more of these to give out. So,
of course,
by all means, if you have family, friends, anything like that, who you want to for them to have one as well, then put them in touch with us, and we would love
idea.
To get one to them as well, so that they're able to join us on this Advent journey for this year. And church services as well on Sundays have become Advent themed, and that's what we wanted to dwell on for, shall we say, 5 minutes or so today. What you shared about at the weekend, Tim.
Yeah, so we looked at Joseph, didn't we, on week two of our series, and we've been looking at the characters involved in the story. We looked at Elizabeth and Zechariah a couple of weeks ago and Joseph this week. And we looked at this idea of fear and how Joseph started off in this very fearful way when he was approached by the angel, and then how that journey in those few verses in Matthew's gospel turned into that place of freedom where he did what God wanted him to do. But this idea of fear, it is very much part of the story, isn't it? Part of the Christmas story. I think almost every character that we come across is fearful, and the angel that comes to them always says to them, do not be afraid. That's the first thing the angel says, do not be afraid. So we had it with Zechariah. We had it with Joseph. We're going to have it this week as we look at the story of Mary. We're going to have it the week after with the story of the shepherds. And the angels are always saying, do not be afraid. So there must be a reason for that.
If someone tells you, do not be afraid, my first reaction isn't, okay, I won't be afraid.
Yes.
But there is a real sense throughout all of this that the way that the angel says it must be in such a way to soothe somebody. And I love that that's kind of how this is put across, that it is such a recurring theme. But it goes beyond the Christmas story.
Mm.
It's something that we hear Jesus say. Jesus says it on numerous occasions. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. And it's got to be in the way that they say it, because it's coming from a figure of authority and from someone who these people may not. Of course, I find it highly unlikely the shepherds had ever seen an angel before. But for whatever reason, what the angel said to them struck a chord, resonated with them, and made them not be afraid.
And fears are so real, aren't they? I mean, fears are so real. There's so many different fears out there.
Funny you should say that.
Oh,
it's funny you should say that, because that was what our youth. That's what our youth group was on Sunday night on fears, on fears, and we're gonna do the kind of Bible-y bit, I guess, for fears next week. But this week was looking at fears and stresses and anxieties and things that cause us stress. And actually, Tim, I wanted to do a very quick quiz with you.
Oh,
a very quick quiz.
Go on, then.
So these are three fears, and you can join in at home. So these are, I'm going to give you some names of fears, and I want you to say if you know what the fear is for. And there is a purpose to it, of course. But the first one, it's very easy, this one. Claustrophobia is the fear of what? Do you know it? Do people at home know it?
Enclosed spaces.
Enclosed spaces or small spaces, absolutely right. Give yourself a big pat on the head if you got that one right. Well done, well done. Okay, number two. Nyctophobia, so it's spelt N-Y-C-T-O, phobia, is the fear of either day or night. So nyctophobia is the fear of
night. It should be the fear of night, shouldn't it, really?
And what makes you say that?
Well, only because nicked, but I don't know. Maybe it's a trick question and it should be day. Go on.
What are you going for then? It is night.
I'll go for day, just for the sake of it.
Stick with your gut. It was night. It was night.
So obvious.
Okay, all right. And here's my last one for you, okay, and this is for everyone at home as well. If you've got 2 out of 2 right so far, then you know you are excellent. Okay, number three, if you are an ephibophobe, what are you afraid of? So it's ephibophobe. You're afraid of what? I'm gonna give you some options, okay, Tim? Okay, so the first one is teenagers. So that's number one. Number two, old people. Number three, babies, or number four, a midlife crisis.
Goodness me.
So if you're an ephibophobe, what are you afraid of? Is it teenagers, old people, babies, or having a midlife crisis?
Can't even link it to a word, ephibophobe.
I did say they were going to get harder.
Well, I'm well past a midlife crisis, so what was there a fear of old people, did you say?
Teenagers, old people, babies, midlife crisis.
Old people.
Old people. Well, are you an ephibophobe, Tim?
No, of course not. I can't fear myself.
Well done. Oh, dear. It's descended into chaos already. Well done if you said teenagers for that one, because if you're an ephibophobe, you are afraid of teenagers.
Gross.
And I hope that no one in our church is afraid of teenagers. No one's an ephibophobe, because we've got so many amazing teenagers. And I love giving them a shout out on the podcast. But we had another wonderful, wonderful time at the weekend. And we also found out that hippopotamonstrosequipedaliophobia is the fear of long words, or however you're supposed to say it.
Excellent, isn't it? The longest word.
I kind of knew it before, but it is a very long word. So we had a wonderful evening looking at fears, but we were kind of linking it into all of these different stories, into the Christmas story about the fact that there's loads of things we fear. And right now, there's lots of things that in the world, actually, it's okay for us to fear them. Because what we see through the Bible, there are occasions when it says, do not be afraid, okay? But certainly thinking to how the angels came to Zechariah and Elizabeth and then Mary, and I guess to an extent Joseph, I think there's a real sense where when the angel says, do not be afraid, much as Jesus said on numerous occasions to his disciples, this idea of not being afraid isn't, I'm going to take this fear away from you. It's more saying, I am going to calm the storm of fear in your life. And there's a great quote that I heard from Dr. Kate Middleton, who is a kind of psychiatrist who deals with this. And she said that this is something you can think about with fear. Managing fear and anxiety isn't about somehow becoming superhuman and fearless. It is about learning how to respond to them so you can fear less. Wow. And all the way through that Christmas story, this is what we see. We see the angels appearing to people to tell them that they need to fear less. And I think for us right now, this is what God, I think, is wanting to say to so many of us. He's not saying that this fear is going to disappear, that this fear is going to immediately leave you. But what Jesus and God are wanting to kind of say to a lot of us, I'm sure, is that God wants to come and work in our lives to help us to fear less. For there to be less in this world that worries us, for there to be less that causes us stress and anxiety, and for us to kind of, especially at this Christmas time, focus on the message of the angels of do not be afraid.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the angel followed that up each time, do not be afraid, by saying something specific about what it is you don't need to be afraid of, you know. So like for Zechariah, it was, don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard, you know. So presumably, you know, there was a quick diagnosis as to what his main fear was, and God knew it and put his finger on it straight away. You know, this is what it is. It's not some nebulous fear, I'm just fearful. It's, I'm fearful for that reason. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, you know. It's all gone wrong because she's pregnant, but don't be afraid to take her home as your wife. And that took Joseph way out of his comfort zone, way out of his religious background of what he knew about, what the law said, what he should do. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. And for Mary, which we'll look at on Sunday, you know, don't be afraid, Mary, you found favour with God. And I'm guessing that was exactly what Mary needed to hear at that point, you know, maybe feeling totally inadequate, maybe feeling, you know, how come God's shown up here? You know, I don't really understand this. Well, Mary, don't be afraid because you've found favour with God. So each person is dealt with on an individual. And I think there's a big lesson for us as well. You know, that we do have fears, but identifying exactly what that fear is and then God sort of putting his finger on it and saying, don't be afraid because of this, because this is how I've responded to you, because you found favour with me, because of what you're going to have to do. Don't be afraid about it. And I think, you know, there's a real lesson that God knows each of those people so well and knows us so well that he says exactly what it is we need to hear. And that's the amazing thing with God. It's not some nebulous thing. It's not some sort of feeling or emotion. It's like really practical and dealing with the issue there and then. You know, so whatever we fear, you know, there's a fear of loneliness perhaps that's crept up on us. There's the, you know, the fear of not knowing what the next steps are. And all those are real fears and we must never take any of them lightly. But God is going to speak directly and specifically to that particular fear. And, you know, we can, with his help, be able to move on. And each of the characters in the Christmas story move from that place of fear to actually what God has in store for them as well. And you see it in the shepherds as well. You know, first thing the angel said to them, don't be afraid, because this is what's going to happen. And it's good news. It's good news for you and for all mankind.
It's fantastic. And it's such a, it really is a reassurance that God is there with us in our difficulties and in those moments of fear. And the words, do not be afraid, that kind of start off Jesus' story and finish Jesus' story are just wonderful for us. It's great. It's really great to be able to think about this. And this is, we're going to follow this all the way through Advent, aren't we? And we're going to keep seeing various different moments of beauty in the Christmas story where God comes and just steers people towards where they need to be. It's really fantastic. And we're going to do that every day, aren't we? We're going to be going through, and it's not going to be just traditional Advent readings either. We're going to be going kind of all the way through the Bible, really, starting right at the very beginning and working our way up to Christmas, following through the stories of the Bible that lead to the coming of Jesus. And that's going to be every single day, starting from next Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be podcasting every single day. And the ones on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, they're going to be short. They're going to be kind of 5 minutes long. And they're going to be a really, what we hope to be, a great start to the day for you. We'd probably recommend people listen to them as close to the first thing in the morning as you can. But of course, the beauty of this is you can listen at any time. And if you miss a day, then you can always catch up. It's not going to matter if you miss a day and come back the next day or anything. It's not like there's a big follow on from one day to the next, apart from being part of the big narrative of Christmas. So we're really looking forward to being able to go on that journey together as a church family over the next few weeks. And to keep seeing these beautiful little moments in the Bible that come alive to us this year as we go through, I'm going to say it, a very different kind of Christmas.
That's good. Yeah, I hope you'll be able to listen in and tune into those, and that will help us as we get ready for what Christmas is going to hold for us as well. So don't be afraid. Hear what God has to say through His Word, and let's be a people who listen and take on board what it is He wants to say to us this year as well. Brilliant. Thanks, Tom. Set me up nicely now. Ready for advent calendars and chocolates and everything else to do with advent. Got to get the Christmas lights up this weekend.
Ooh, fantastic.
So let's just take a bit of time at the end of our podcast today, and let's just listen to God's word and let's pray together. Let me read you from Isaiah chapter 43, words that I think we probably quoted right at the beginning of this pandemic in March, probably in one of the first update emails that came out. This was the text that I shared, and it's still as relevant now as it was then. But we can now live 8 months later and knowing that God has been with us through all the challenges we face. But here's Isaiah speaking hundreds of years before Jesus. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? Well, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. And that's the Christmas story, isn't it? He's our Saviour, and He's come, as we heard last week. We call Him Jesus because He's come to save us from our sins, save us from the biggest fear of all, the thing that separates us from God. But He has come to save us from our sins. So I pray that you'll know that freedom from fear, and you can have confidence in the forgiveness that He offers you every single day. Let's pray together, and let's commit this time and this next season into God's hands. Father God, we thank you that you are with us and that you are for us and that nothing can separate us from your love. I pray for each of us right now, everyone who's listening, that whatever the fears are, that they will know that you have called them by name and that they are yours. Thank you that you don't make us make this life easy. But you say to us that we will go through challenging times. But you also remind us that you will be with us. You will keep us safe and secure. And that you will redeem us because, Jesus, you are our Saviour. So may this Christmas time, this Advent season, be a time of rich blessing into our lives. May we grow closer to you, Father God, closer to one another. May we be overwhelmed by your gift of love so generously given to us, the gift beyond words. And may we encounter you, Jesus, through the presence of your Spirit. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Give us confidence in you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we pray that you'll have a wonderful rest of the week. Don't forget, you can come and pick up your Advent bag from church from 10 till 2 each day for the rest of this week. So do that, and if you're not able to get to the church during those hours, just get in touch with us. You can either contact me or Tim directly or email us on inquiry@newcastlebaptist.org.uk, and we will get one sent to you as soon as possible, God willing, before the end of the week, before the start of Advent. But if it turns up next week, then we are very sorry, and we will you'll just have to join us a day late. But anyway, enough of that. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday as we continue with our series, A Very Different Kind of Christmas. Bye.
Bye-bye.